You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online around the world at kexp.org. And today we're streaming live video at kexp.org because we are so excited to have Beth Orton live in studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's been nearly a decade since, well, actually just over a decade since we've had you in studio, and you have been very busy. And I want to catch up, but can you start us off with a couple of songs?
Yeah, definitely. This song is called Moon.
The sun feels like on my skin. I wanna know what the moon feels like within. I know what the sun feels like on my skin. Over me as you, and there is really not much about that that we can do. I see a light always bright, keeps me up all night. I feel a light always bright, keeps me up all night. There's a world that I can only see by the light of the moon. And there is that I can only want more than I do. And there's a light that I can only feel when I'm with you. And the same moon rises over me as you. There is really not much about that that we can do. No, there is really not much about that that we can do. I see a light always bright, keeps me up all night. Thank you. slopes, find yourself alone again, wondering where you have been. Your lonely voice calls across the starlit coast, reaching out to be seen. She cries your name, three times it came. She cries your name. How long can this love remain? Cut beneath the surface screen of what we say and what we see. Is there truth to be seen? Crying out your name, but it screams sounds the same. How fickle fate can be. Well, she cries your name, three times it came. She cries your territory can learn to sing for a glade. Give her time, it is for hell. When there's a wasteland in your soul, the burnt-out trees will leave you cold. Living out on the hill. She cries your name, it's three times it came. She cries.
Oh, so beautiful. Beth Orton live on KEXP. We're streaming live video at kexp.org and the new album Kid Sticks. And boy, a classic one from your past there and from our past as well. That song, just the opening strains, brings back a rush of memories for me. I imagine for you as well.
Yeah, defo.
You have mixed and played with different sounds, folk and electronic music, for over 20 years now, and I would say very successfully. And those songs, 20 years apart in their release dates, sound so beautiful and perfect together. And it's been such a long journey for you, musically and otherwise, I'm sure, living life. But this new album is so vivid. It's called Kid Sticks. And I understand you approached writing the songs differently on this record.
Yeah, I didn't approach it with acoustic guitar, but rather with keyboard synthesizer.
Is that the first time you had done that?
Yeah, never done that before.
How did that affect the songwriting process?
Hugely, in all sorts of ways. I mean, it was just a time of change. I moved myself and my family to Los Angeles. I think by the very nature of it, I just needed to change things up. It's been a really long time that I felt I was kind of, I love my last record, Sugaring Season, and I love the record before that. And it's not kind of either or compared to what, it's just a, just sometimes you just have to, you realize that you haven't done the thing you've been meaning to do for ages. Like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to do that for ages. And I actually met up with a guy called Andrew Hung, and he's in a band, and he was interested in working with me. He's an electronic artist. He actually placed the keyboard in front of me, and I found that I had a aptitude for it, or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, I mean, I'm not good at it, but I like doing it. And it just allowed a different kind of breadth, I think, in terms of using my voice, possibly.
You say that it's an album that you'd been wanting to make for a really long time. And I remember reading maybe over 10 years ago that you had said you felt like one of your records, maybe two or three ago, you were making to make someone else happy. And you've been moving into making records to make yourself happy. I know your last one was sort of an homage to your family.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think I say random things at random times.
Fair enough.
And I can't always stand by them because I feel like I've always been very much making music for myself. I think the third record, maybe I was like trying to, you know, at a certain point you get a certain success and you try and people are like, come on, you got to do that again. And you get in a tizzy about it maybe. But even then it was still like the band I wanted to work with. And it was like, you know, I've been incredibly lucky. I've met some brilliant people. I've collaborated with amazing people.
And you really have. Mm. It's been incredible. And I'm sure that their influences have worked their way,
of course,
into your music.
Yeah, it cuts all ways, definitely.
You mentioned Andrew Hung. He's in a band, we can't say his name on the air, but F Buttons is such an incredible dynamic band, one of the best live shows I've ever seen. And I read somewhere, although you did just admit you say things randomly, but that if Andrew had his way, you would have made an all-electronic record.
Pretty much, yeah, I think so. Just like we would have just, that's, I think, yeah. And I chose to bring live instrumentation into it as well, which for me was incredibly satisfying to do, to try and just find that balance as well, yeah.
Did you work for a long time on sort of the keyboards and the looping sounds? And then at what point did you want to bring in live musicians?
We worked for 10 days.
Oh, okay.
On just like playing around and making these loops, and then I wrote to them for about 8 or 9 months, and I would send stuff back to Andy. He was in London and I was in LA, and he'd add bits and pieces, and it would, and then an arrangement kind of came together. But I think at some point I was like, this, I just gotta hear, I want to hear certain things, and that's when I brought in different people to work with it from LA mainly.
I know one person you worked with was Chris Taylor, who's actually a Seattleite. He was born here and lived in New York for a while and spending some time in LA. And you worked with him a bit?
Yes, I did. He was incredible. And he was, I think, part of what really helped glue the kind of sense of this being a song record-based record as much as an electronic record, as much as, you know, he brought the kind of the live, the loop and the voice. Kind of, he helped bring that together. He also did the bass line on the track Snow, which blows my mind, but yeah.
That is beautiful. I know he's produced his own band Grizzly Bears and Kant's Records for many years now, but I understand that you worked in not in a studio when you were working with him.
Well, basically, there was only 4 days that were spent in a studio, and that was when recorded the drums and the bass. But other than that, it was in people's gardens. And for example, Chris, I mean, they're fancy, don't get me wrong, they're fancy garages. So he has a garage in the end of his garden, and that's where we worked. And then when I worked with Andy, it was in my friend's garage at the end of his garden. And a lot of, well, all the writing of the songs, the you know, what I call the songs is the lyrics, the melodies, the so on and so forth, was in my front room. I mean, everything was home. It was very homespun record.
I love the thought of that. Kid Sticks was made in fancy gardens.
Yeah.
Can we meet the musicians that are making this beautiful sound with you today?
Yeah, we have Gray McMurray on bass and keys and guitar, electrics. And we have Christopher Bottolaro on programming and drums and bass.
Sounding beautiful. And again, the new album, Kid Sticks, is just wonderful. And it's just such a delight to hear you playing these older songs. Obviously, your fans love them and want to hear them, and you still enjoy playing them, it sounds like.
I do, and I really, what I love as well, it's what has come to light with making this record is how it reflects on the old songs. Like, it reframes the old work, and for me, that is incredibly interesting. Like, oh wow, you know, and so now it's like, oh, okay. I think like there's a something in that. Obviously, I mean, it's not rocket science again, but it's just when you do something new and it reflects back on the past, and you're like in a new light, and that's a wonderful thing. And I didn't know that would be part of this process as well. So that also is for me a very interesting part. And also obviously playing with these guys and their interpretation of the old material.
Well, after so many years, if you can latch onto something that keeps it new and interesting, that's sort of the key to continuing and enjoying what you do.
I think with all art, it's just like constantly reframing and reworking and rehanging, you know, how it sits. And for me, that's definitely an interesting part of it. And putting songs in different contexts and you know, that's what keeps it alive for me, definitely.
Mentioning making this album sort of in front rooms and gardens and garages makes me think of you having two young children at home. Were they running around during the making of all this?
Yeah, I have two kids. And I feel like, yeah, they were tiny when I started. Well, Arthur, my son, was particularly tiny. But then when I made my record, Sugar Season, he was 4 months old. So I've sort of managed to do that consecutively, like running alongside each other. But you know, it's something.
I imagine
try and make that work.
It's such a playful name, but is that in reference to your children, Kid Sticks?
It's not really. It's more in reference to Andy and I and the kind of nucleus or sort of the kind of kernel of this record, and just the spirit that it started in was he and I just having so much fun and feeling so freed by this, you know, me on the keys and him changing the sounds. And we just were laughing a lot of the time. We just thought it was hilarious. We didn't really like have some grand plan at that point. And so I just called the songs random titles. We, you know, just like this one sounded like kids playing with sticks. So I called that one Kids Sticks, blah, 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 blah. And then once the record was done, and I'm really bad with names. I hate titling songs. Anyway, once it was done, Kid Sticks sounded like, I was like, oh, that's the name of the record. That's what this is. It's like kids just playing and making stuff up as they go along, you know.
Beth Orton is live in the KEXP studios with us. We're streaming live video at kexp.org. And tonight you're playing at the Triple Door
Yes.
in Seattle. Mm-hmm. What have you got next for us?
Oh, a song called Wave.
This is also from the new album, Kid Sticks.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
In a blue way, you'd have caught me. If you were my light, I would fade. If I were to see you now, turn your back on me, I'd shake your fury right out of me. I was crying after you before I ever knew. Crying out to you, breathe me in. I was crying out for you before I ever knew. Calling out to you, breathe me in. If I am a wave, come and catch me. If I am a wrong, make me right. When I was a sound, I was twisting out loud. I shook the fury I hung off of me. I was crying out for you before I ever knew. Crying out to you, breathe me in. I was crying out for you before I ever knew. Crying out to you, breathe me in. We'll be right back.
Beth Horton live on KEXP, streaming live video at kexp.org. Tonight she plays at the Triple Door.
Last night I couldn't help but notice the light that was long gone, still burning strong. You were sitting, your fingers are fuses, your eyes were still on mine. You said you step every now and you, so was ever threatened to anyone but you. And why should you know better by now when you're old? When every lies for the language of love and never held the meaning I was thinking of, and I lost a line to right and wrong, left me feeling like I may well not belong. So missing the wrong words to the wrong melodies. Now things like this that matter to me, others feel that you should stand for every known abuse to hand and all the things they could never see. You said you step every known abuse that was ever promised to anyone like me. Why should I know better by now when I'm old enough not to? When every line's for the land,
was magnificent. Beth Orton live on KEXP, playing tonight at the Triple Door here in Seattle, and Kid Sticks, the new album. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. I want to thank Kevin Suggs, our engineer. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.